I thought we went on with the story of Joseph, but we all know it. But see, this story, the story of Joseph, is the longest short story in the gospel, in the Bible. And it's about somebody who was rejected and turned into being the savior of his people. And so Joseph is a type of the Lord. And this story is trying to give us a sense of we betrayed Jesus because we sinned. And those who were there at the time handed him over to be killed. But you know, they must skip and then come back to Joseph, because I know they finished the story somewhere. Hang on a minute, I'll take a look. No, that's amazing. Anyway, let me just take a look. I'm amazed. In any event, here is someone who is a type of the Lord, right? Rejected, and yet the savior of his people. In the conclusion of this story, which evidently we don't have, I thought we did, the brothers finally, he lets them know that he's Joseph. And they get very, afraid. And Joseph said, "No, you don't understand. This was the will of God, so that many souls could be saved." And that's the reason why this story is in the Bible at all. Is to show us that even though our sins killed Jesus, his resurrection saves us. And we're saved, and we're here. And we're here in this church, this chapel, listening to the word of God, getting ready to feed on the body and blood of Christ, all because of the mercy of the Father. We killed Jesus, and he raised him up. And he's our Savior. So, and there is that line, I think it's verse 31, but I've forgotten now, in this chapter, about this, you intended this for evil, but God intended it for good. And that's this, why Joseph then is a type of the Lord. This is why when we study these things, we try to let the Lord show us what's really going on there and impress on our own hearts the reality. Jesus, we betrayed him by our sins, and yet by his death and resurrection, we're saved for eternal life.